Christian Christensen and Johnny Samuelson lead the T-Jacks with five apiece. Two by Jordan Hamilton, two by Mark Newton, and all three Angel points scored by number 24, Sergey Chukwak. And so, good first quarter for Ralph Lindquist's squad, and they just need to keep the pressure up and take better advantage of the opportunities they've had. They're getting good looks, and if they can just get a few of those to drop in. Jordan Hamilton had three that just hung on the rim and then fell off. And so they're getting good looks, running the offense well. Good pressure defense really seems to have the Angels flustered. And now here's another near turnover by the Angels as the ball gets loose, and now Jackson Wassily goes up. And he's going to go to line for two. And now we have some different Angel players in. I was wondering about that. And that foul is going to go on Jordan Hamilton, his second, team's third. Jackson Wassily in the game. He goes to line. Number 20, Luke Wilson. Number 21, Brandon Rush, as Wassily misses his first free throw. Zach Asplund remains in the game along with Dallas Zimmon. So it's Zimmon, Asplund, Wassily, Luke Wilson, and Brandon Rush. And Wassily makes the second one. And with 7:50 to play second quarter, it's 14-4, 10-point T-Jack lead. Johnny Samuelson, right wing, goes between the legs, across court to Mark Newton, Mark to Cody. Cody dribbles towards the logo. He goes between the legs, now throws across to Johnny, deep in the left wing, down to Avery in the corner. Avery lobs it top for Mark Newton, back to Johnny, down to Avery in the corner. He's calling for it. He shoots a three, short, and the rebound by Johnny Samuelson. Johnny gets it underneath to Jordan. He puts it up and in. Nice offensive board there by Johnny as he read the shot and got it off the floor and dished it to Jordan for an easy two. Now there's double-team pressure. Johnny with the steal against Zimmon. He's going all the way, dishes it to Cody Mack. Cody lays it up and in. No basket, a charging foul on Cody. And that call left a little to be desired, but that's the call. No basket for Cody, as it looked like the defender just slid right over. The defender was on Johnny Samuelson. Johnny got it to Cody, and that's the way they call him. 16-4, T-Jacks with the lead, 7:05 to go. Here's a pass into Luke Wilson. He loses it, gets it back, passes it across for number 21, Brandon Rush, misses a shot. Jordan Hamilton gets it off to Johnny Samuelson, and his attempt at a bounce pass to Cody Mack goes out of bounds. Johnny smacks his hands together in frustration, not happy with what transpired on that play. Now he puts backcourt pressure on Cody Mack and nearly gets a steal, and Brandon Rush gets away the forearm shiver to Cody Mack, and the rebound comes down, and Jordan Hamilton had Luke Wilson riding his back. Luke got the rebound, threw up a brick, and Jordan got it back. He's a little frustrated, and the Angels are about to make the T-Jacks mad, and maybe we can just go torch them on their home floor. That'd be sweet. Down in the corner to Mark Newton, back to Johnny Samuelson, inside to Cody Mack, or to Jordan Hamilton, to Cody Mack, and Cody puts up a little seven-footer, nothing but net. 18-4, T-Jacks. Come on, T-Jacks. Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Here's a bounce pass out of bounds, and they're saying it went off Johnny Samuelson's foot as he's put pressure on Dallas Zimmon. So far, Bristol Bay wilting under the defensive pressure by the T-Jacks. Here's Asplund inbound to Zimmon. Zimmon pressured by Johnny and Cody. Goes right wing to Asplund. He passed into Luke Wilson. Tipped away by Jordan. Avery comes down with it, dribbling in traffic. Gets it off to Johnny. Jordan's wide open. Johnny's pass is deflected, though, and stolen by Asplund. And he gets it off to Wassily, who puts it ahead to Zimmon. Three on two, and Zimmon's so timid, he turns it back outside. And here's a pass now to Luke Wilson, guarded by Johnny Samuelson. Wilson falls down and puts up a brick. Avery Samuelson comes down with the rebound, gets it to Cody Mack. Cody, one on four, pulls it back out wisely and gets it to Johnny Samuelson near the half-court line. Jordan Hamilton comes across half-court to join the offense. 5:37 to go, second quarter, 18-4 T-Jacks. Bounce left side to Avery Samuelson to Mark Newton for a deep shot. Mark knocks down a three. 5 points in the game for Newton, and it's 21-4 T-Jacks. T-Jacks looking good so far. Mark Newton, 2 of 2 from the floor. Here's a bounce pass to Luke Wilson to foul line. He kicks it out to Asplund. Asplund for a three. No good. Rebounded by Avery Samuelson. Avery takes it down. No numbers. Crossover dribble just beyond half court. Hands it to Johnny. Johnny takes a three. Starts to kick it left. Now bounces it to Jordan Hamilton, who joins him from the logo. Back to Johnny. And with 5:04 to go, the T-Jacks lead by 17, 21-4. Johnny gets it to Mark Newton. Mark holding it, gets it to Cody. Cody Mack dribbling, number 13, underhands it across to Avery. Avery fakes it to Mark, lobs it cross court. Johnny open for a three. Now gets a nice dish into Jordan Hamilton. He goes up, and he gets the jackhammer there from Jackson Wassily. That'll be Jackson's first. And the 14 foul on the Angels. Jordan Hamilton to the line for a pair. 4:49 to go in the first half. T-Jacks 21, Angels 4. Number 44 puts up the first one off the back of the iron. No good. Jordan walks away outside the three-point arc. Looks at the ceiling for an answer. Slaps his hands together. Now returns to the line. Takes the ball from the referee and holds it at his side. Doesn't put it on the ground. Shoots. That one's long as well. No good. Pulled down by Jackson Wassily. And Bristol Bay bringing across. Dallas Zimmon gets it off to Zach Asplin. Asplin back to Zimmon. He loses the ball on the floor, and he just got away with a double dribble right there. Not sure what game they were watching, but they missed that one. Here's a tip by Avery Samuelson, but Wassily gets it across to Asplin. Zimmon now shoots a three. No good. Luke Wilson goes up. No good. And Jordan Hamilton pulls down the rebound. Johnny Samuelson comes down. Johnny goes behind the back, through the legs twice. Now launches an NBA three. No good. That was an ill-advised shot by Johnny that time. Usually most of his shots are not ill-advised, but that one he could have. Ralph Lindquist on the referees, wanting them to get in the game here. Maybe they'll join us. Here's the ball down in the corner to Wassily. Wassily holding it high, kicks it out for Zimmon. Zimmon cross-court to Rush. Rush to Asplin for a three. His shot is no good off back of the rim. Two T-Jacks. Come on, guys, get together. Mark Newton and Johnny Samuelson let it go, and then Johnny picks it up. So good job of communicating there before they could get a traveling call. Johnny brings it across the timeline with 3:47 to go. 21-4, T-Jacks. Cody Mack lobs it cross-court to Mark Newton on the left side. Mark holding it. Pressure there by Zimmon. Gets it back to Johnny on the right wing deep. He's pressured by Zimmon. Kicks it to Cody Mack. Cody with a nice entry pass to Jordan Hamilton. His shot won't go. Jordan rushed that one a little bit. Jackson Wassily was moving over. Jordan should have just taken it hard to him because Wassily can't stop Jordan. All right, here's the ball back out deep in the right wing for Dallas Zimmon. He dribbles, gets it to Asplin. Asplin in the entry pass to Jackson Wassily. The ball's tied up. Good defense there as three T-Jacks. Johnny, Mark, and Jordan surrounded Wassily. Jordan tied him up, and the possession arrow points to the T-Jacks, who inbound the ball to Mark Newton with 3:13 to play, 21-4. Ralph Lindquist showing flying wings with his arms, so that means something. Johnny Samuelson gets the ball between his legs. Throws it to Avery Samuelson, down to Mark Newton in the corner. Inside to Jordan Hamilton. Jordan goes up, has the ball stripped away. Now he nearly steals it back from Brandon Rush, who hands it to Jackson Wassily. Back to Rush, and the Angels bring it across, or attempt to bring it across. Dallas Zimmon having all kinds of trouble with the pressure. Now the ball goes into Luke Wilson, and he knocks down a jumper to make the score 21-6. T-Jacks with a 15-point lead. Johnny Samuelson brings it across on the left side. Gets it to Avery Samuelson. Avery considers a deep three, thinks better of it, and throws it up top to Mark Newton. Mark goes to Johnny deep in the left wing. Holds the ball high above his head to Mark, breaking down the left corner. Back to Johnny. 2:27 to go, second quarter. Back to Cody. Now to Avery, top side. Left side to Johnny. Johnny stops, goes to Avery on the right wing. Avery gets it to Johnny. Goes down to Cody. Cody fakes. Now Coach Ralph Lindquist calls a 30-second timeout. With 2:15 to go here in the second quarter, King Cove Thunder Jacks 21, Bristol Bay Angels 6. Not really sure exactly why the Angels didn't start Luke Wilson and Jackson Wassily. I know they started every game during the last tournament, as best I recall. But instead they had two reserves in the starting lineups. So that could have been for any number of reasons. But they both come into the game in the second quarter, and yet the T-Jacks have outscored them 7-3. To increase an 11-point lead to 15 with 2:15 to go in the first half. Again, in a strange bracket of only six boys teams, the winner of this game will play tomorrow at 6 p.m. against Kalignic, and the loser will stay in the winner's bracket and play at 3 p.m. against New Stuahawk. T-Jack's ready to inbound the ball. Johnny Samuelson passes into Cody Mack. Cody hands it to Johnny deep in the right corner. He does a spin move, goes nice bounce pass into Jordan, gets it back to Johnny for a reverse, and he lays it in. Nice work there by Johnny and Jordan as the two senior co-captains chalk up another two for the T-Jacks, and it's 23-6. A near steal by Cody Mack. The ball goes into Luke Wilson for a jumper. No good off the back of the rim. The Bristol Bay fans are throwing a fit about something, but I'm not sure what. And the ball comes off to Cody Mack, who gets it to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny across the line, left side, deep to Mark Newton. Mark waits and dribbles, passes across to Avery Samuelson. Avery holding the ball high, lobs it cross-court to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny just inside the logo, gets it back to Cody. Cody goes cross-court to Mark. Mark goes cross-court to Avery. Avery dribbles once, gives it to Johnny. Johnny dribbling the ball with some pressure from Zimmon. Zimmon running back and forth there. The ball goes to Mark Newton, back to Cody Mack. Number 13 gets it to Johnny, who comes to the top of the key, or top of the arc there, gets it to Avery. Avery stops, passes it left side for Johnny. Johnny back near the logo. T-Jack's running some clock, running the James offense. Cody Mack dribbles across and hands it to Mark Newton. Now pass inside to Jordan Hamilton. Jordan goes up and in. 6 points for Jordan. Nice work. And that looked like the sleeper offense. Just put him to sleep and then burn him for an easy two, and that's what the T-Jacks did. 25-6. Here's a long shot. No good by Zach Asplin, pulled down by Avery Samuels, and Avery gets it to Cody with 45 seconds to play in the first half. Coach Lindquist hollers instructions to his team as Johnny Samuelson goes between the legs at half court. Left side deep to Mark Newton. Mark gets it back to Johnny. Johnny walking the ball, dribbles, gets it over to Mark. Mark pressured there by Dallas Zimmon, throws a cross court to Avery Samuelson. Avery with the ball, throws a cross court to Cody. Cody now goes to the left hand, kicks it over to Mark Newton. Mark back to Johnny near the logo, 20 seconds to go. Gets it into Jordan at the foul line. Nice dish to Cody. Cody gets it to Mark on the far side, kicks it back out to Johnny. Probably a good decision. They had something for a second, but good defensive rotation by the Angels. Avery Samuelson gets it to Mark. Back to Jordan. He loses it on the ground. He tips it out for Avery. Avery gets it to Cody. Cody goes to Jordan, who puts it up and off the glass. Way to go, guys, and that's the end of the first half. Nice way to finish. Good recovery by the T-Jacks as they got that loose ball. Jordan Hamilton dove on the ground, got it over to Cody, and Cody put it into Jordan for the score. And at the end of the first half, your King Cove T-Jacks 27, the Bristol Bay Angels 6. The T-Jacks outscoring the Angels 14-3 in the first quarter and 13-3 in the second. We'll run down the leading scores for you here, and then we'll take about an eight-minute break and come back to bring you the second half of action. Johnny Samuelson has 7 points. Jordan Hamilton leads all scorers with 8. 2 for Cody Mack, 5 for Mark Newton, and 5 for Christian Christensen to round out the T-Jack scoring. And for the Bristol Bay Angels, Luke Wilson with 2, Jackson Wasley with a foul shot, and Sergey Chukwak with 3 to make 6 for the Angels. So we'll take about an eight-minute break, and we'll send it back to the studio to Kells Hetherington, and we'll be back with you to bring you the exciting second half of action as our T-Jacks hope to continue to roll here in first-round action of the 2010 Elks Tourney against the home-standing Bristol Bay Angels. The T-Jacks leading at the half, 27-6. Kells?